Well, tomorrow is the first day of spring, and that means around here, it's time for college lacrosse to take center stage. And the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays right now, 5-2 to start their season, coming off of a tough loss to the Syracuse Orangemen. And joining us right now, the head coach of the Jays, Dave Petromala. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing well. Tell us about the loss at Syracuse this past weekend.
Well, more than anything, probably just a disappointing effort. I think Syracuse did a great job. They came out, certainly caught us on our heels and built a 6-1 lead. Was pleased that our guys battled back and cut it to 8-7, and we hit a pipe to make it 8-8, and ball went down the other way, and they made it 9-7. And I just don't think we recovered there. So, an area we'll need to work on is certainly our mental toughness and how to handle those adverse circumstances. But the good part is it's still March, and we get to turn around and get right back on the horse again against a very talented Virginia team and find out if we've learned from our mistakes.
And despite the loss, still some bright spots early in this season. You're 5-2. Well, Stanwyck, though, has been really torching it all season long. 27 points, 15-12 through six games, and 4 points, three goals and assists against Syracuse. How good is he this year?
Well, you know what? I'm really proud of him. He's developing nicely. It's always neat to see a young man grow right in front of your eyes, and Wells has certainly done that. I think the thing I'm most pleased with, and our offensive coordinator is most thrilled with, is his command of the offense. He's been a little bit more aggressive. The ball's been in his stick a little bit more, and he's been willing to take the bull by the horns a little bit more and make plays when most needed. So, the nice part is he's still a young guy, still a sophomore, and a lot of lacrosse ahead for him, but we're really pleased with how he's developing.
Before we get into this weekend's game, I do want to go back to a game about a month ago for you guys at Homewood against Michigan, and I know the Wolverines are off to a tough start in their Division I, entrance into college lacrosse, but what was that game like, and where do you see that program and maybe some of the newer programs heading with other good athletics surrounding them at a place like that in a school that size?
Well, when a BCS school like Michigan picks up the sport of lacrosse and makes it elevates it to a varsity program, it's a big deal. And Michigan, it has a great tradition, a rich tradition of excellence athletically, and certainly a wonderful academic institution. So, for them, I think the sky's the limit. They're one of those programs that I think will put in resources. They'll make sure they do it the right way with some class and integrity. John Paul has really, I give him a lot of credit. He's helped elevate that program from its club status to a varsity Division I program. And while right now, they're taking their lumps, there are better days ahead for the Michigan program. I'm certain of that. And I know for us to have a chance to be a part of, their leap into Division I and to compete against an athletic program like Michigan and to have them here on Homewood Field was certainly a pretty neat thing to be a part of.
Well, it's a semi-home game for Coach Petromala and his Blue Jays this Saturday. Great event, the Conoco Minolta Face-Off Classic again this Saturday. And Hopkins has UVA, the 14th-ranked team in the nation. Tell us about the Cavs, Coach.
Well, they're a talented team, and my sense is they're in a place like we are right now. They've won, the games that they're supposed to, and they've played two quality teams, and walked away on the shorter end there. Ohio State and Cornell, both very good teams. We dropped two, one to Syracuse, one to Princeton, two highly ranked teams. So I think we're probably in a similar place. Both programs probably feel like they need to get a win against a ranked opponent to kind of get back in the win column. They're talented. They're very good offensively. They've got a couple of kids that can really shoot the ball. Ryan Tucker, Rob Emery can really shoot it. Matt White, defensively, we'll probably see a number of different things. Some man, some aggressive man, and then some zone. And then their face-off guy has really done a good job this year. So they're usually very athletic. They're well coached by Dom Starge and his staff. So we'll certainly have a challenge ahead of us as we head down on Saturday.
Love this event at an NFL stadium, at M&T Bank Stadium. We're seeing more and more of this throughout the springtime and early part of the college lacrosse season. Do you see it as preparing your team for what could lay ahead? And not only the intensity component, you'll always be intense, and those games at Homewood will always be intense, but for just the magnitude of it, the bigness of it, the grand stage of it all, and playing an NFL stadium.
Well, sure. There's a reason why all these programs are willing to give up home games and venture to these events. And I can only speak for Johns Hopkins, but I know the visibility that we get being a part of a game like this, you know, is wonderful for our program. The opportunity to play in a pro venue, which is a similar venue to where the Final Four will be held. You know, each and every year, we think it's great for our guys to walk in a professional venue, get a chance to get a taste of that and a feel for that, you know, to play under the in the limelight, so to speak, in an exciting and electric atmosphere. Those are the things that you hope will prepare you come playoff time so that, you know, if you do your job and you do have the good fortune of moving forward to the championship weekend. You know, you've done it before. You've been in a place or a stadium in a facility like that, and you've played in front of big crowds and in some big games. So the hope is that it does prepare you for what comes in the second season.
Hopkins and Virginia coming up at 4:30 for the face-off at M&T Bank Stadium this Saturday. The game before, also a good one, Colgate and Navy. That one starts at 2. Coach Petromala, best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great night.
That's Dave Petromala, the head lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins University. We're back with more next year on Sportsline.